AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama paid tribute to survivors maimed by some 80 million unexploded bombs Americans dropped on Laos decades ago by pledging U.S. help to finally clean them up and touring a rehabilitation center in Vientiane. He told one survivor who uses a prosthetic hand,
"I'm very proud of the work that you're doing, and I'm very inspired by you."
The Obama administration is acknowledging a transfer of $1.7 billion to Iran early this year.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Treasury Department says the cash payments were necessary because of the effectiveness of U.S. and international sanctions, which isolated Iran from the international finance system. The $1.7 billion was the settlement of a decades-old arbitration claim between the U.S. and Iran. An initial $400 million of euros, Swiss francs, and other foreign currency was delivered by a U.S. aircraft on January 17th, the same day Tehran agreed to release four American prisoners. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Addressing supporters in Florida, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton accused Republican rival Donald Trump of insulting America's veterans.
His companies, Trump companies, have fired veterans because they had to take time off to fulfill their military commitments.
Trump in North Carolina talked about Clinton's handling of State Department emails.
If she applied for a low-level job at the State Department today, just a low-level job, she couldn't even get a security clearance based on what she's done.
Comedian Bill Cosby's trial on sexual assault charges is set for June. A judge hasn't said if he'll allow other women accusers to take the stand at the trial. This is AP Radio News. The men's top seed advances to the semifinals at the U.S. Open.
Novak Djokovic has received another easy pass through the draw at the U.S. Open. After a walkover in the second round, the top seed has now benefited from his second incomplete match. He's through to the semifinals after leading Joe Wilfried Tsonga 2-0 when the Frenchman withdrew with an injured knee. He now faces the 10th seed Gael Monfils in the final four. A resurgent Caroline Wozniacki reached the semifinals for the first time in 5 years after straight-setting Anastasia Sevastova. That to face Angelique Kerber. Graham Agars, New York.
Young Frankenstein will come alive once again in 500 movie theaters on October 5th.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion...
The movie will get a live introduction from the 20th Century Fox lot, where much of it was filmed, from writer-director Mel Brooks, who will also pay tribute to the classic spoof's late star, Gene Wilder. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.